Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this time out, we are watching another two episodes of Power Rangers Mystic Force. And every time I say two, I flash two fingers, like you can see me. Today's episodes are Code Busters and Rock Solid. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into our first episode, and we are going to do that in 3, 2, 1, go. Codebusters was the third episode of Power Rangers Mystic Force. It first aired on February 27, 2006, written by Jackie Marchand and directed by John Lang. This should be our first regular episode of Mystic Force since, you know, we're not having to do the setup anymore. I don't know if you can really call it a regular episode. But now that we've got the main Rangers... Oh, I knew we'd get a bike! But now that the main Rangers have been introduced and their morph has been introduced and everything, we should be getting to some side characters, I guess, maybe? And this is Codebusters, so I'm betting it might have something to do with the codes that they're going to be using on their phones, maybe?
Let's see. Beetlebane, check. Slugroot, check.
Traffic lights out here.
Oh, might help.
Cauliflower petals.
Come to Mama. Borum Gor. Florum Xylo Copam.
Uh oh.
I'll just say I couldn't find any cauliflower petals. What's next?
You dropped some things. Oh, this isn't good. Oh, you dropped your thing. Oh, I was right, side character.
Now there are five Mystic Warriors. Just like the ones who tried to trap us down here forever.
Udonna had to give the Mystic powers to someone. These children pose no threat.
And while you two argue, I've taken steps to see that they don't.
What under earth was that?
They don't know either? Oh, they do.
The creature that dug this enormous pit.
It's only a matter of time before it breaks through to the surface.
Briarwood will be destroyed from below unless the Rangers stop it.
I'll make sure they don't. With a creature from my army of the underworld!
Oh, that's... Ooh.
Yeah! Come on, Pinky! Try and keep up!
No one calls me Pinky!
Go get him, V! Ha!
You'd better run!
Almost gotcha!
You still there?
Wow, that's pretty good special effect. Uh-oh!
Who's in the lead now, Pinky boy?
That'll be me!
Ha! Pretty good special effects for a third episode. Oh, they're fancier when they're morphed, huh? Mystic Racer?
One more lap around the forest.
Yeah, I'm just getting warmed up. I want to see what this bad boy can really do.
I'm afraid not. It's time for elementary incantations.
Boring.
Hey. I think that sounds kind of interesting.
Only use it.
So, they're still going to school, though, right?
But now that we're Power Rangers, don't we get lots of other cool stuff, too?
Oh, yeah. I mean, no one's more excited than me to finally get to wear a cape. But
finally, if I remember correctly, you used to come to school with a pillowcase pinned to your back.
Yeah, that was a long time.
That was last week, mate.
Well, anyway, Feet is right. We're official superheroes now. Where's the rest of the vehicles, weapons, and gadgets that we get?
The Xenotome holds the spell codes that can...
Yeah. Besides, it's too early. We haven't released all that stuff at the stores yet.
Let's bust it open, load the codes, and get our booty.
It doesn't work that way, Vida. As you perform heroic deeds and grow as rangers, the Xenotome will reveal the spell codes when the time is right.
Okay.
In other words,
when the time is right,
when the plot says it's ready.
I don't want to wait that long.
Me neither. There's got to be a quicker way to get those codes.
Got it. Come on.
We'll catch up with you guys later.
Yeah. Wait, you're allowed to skip class?
Look at all these incantations. How is my brain supposed to fit in all this information?
Why don't you let me help you out with that? Cranior Magnus.
Oh!
And now you have lots more room.
And I thought he had a big head before.
Very funny. Madison, if you wouldn't mind.
That is not the best special effect.
Claire, didn't I ask you to gather some stickleberries for this protection potion?
Oh, I did have a big basket of them, but I accidentally dropped it when I was attacked by the giant worm. I'm really sorry.
Giant worm?
Was a giant worm. I didn't really see it because it never surfaced. But then this freakish looking gnome or troll or goblin knocked me out of the way and saved me.
Did you see who it was?
No, he took off before I could thank him.
Well, this is troubling.
Yeah, and weird.
Aren't you guys a little old for this?
Beat it, kid. We don't need the competition.
So, how do you figure that being heroes for hire is going to get us more codes from the Xenotome?
Udonna said that heroic deeds unlock the codes. So, all we got to do is perform a bunch of them, and we're golden.
Oh, hey, ma'am. You don't happen to have any heroic deeds that need doing, do you?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do.
Uh-oh. That's a lot of leaves to pick up. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
I've got left in me.
I know what you mean. I'm beat. And you smell like wet dog.
Can it? Hey, let's see how many new spell codes we've got.
Yeah. Huh.
Nothing.
Hey, Chip and Vida never showed. Where do you think they went?
I don't know. But when my sister gets that crazy look in her eye, it usually means trouble.
They are wearing color-coded things now, by the way. I don't know if you noticed.
Who are you? I am Nacrolai. Dark mistress of the underworld.
I'll handle this one.
I thought they covered this thing, this costume up a little bit better, but that's still pretty revealing.
Whatever the problem is here, I'm sure we can just talk this one out.
You wish.
Look out.
Not a big talker, I see. Let's range her up.
Magical source, mystic force.
They're very fortunate to be in an empty area. Hey, you know, like last season, can't they just use their phones and call the others for assistance? Oh, nice trick, but it didn't work. Ouch. Uh-oh.
has an appetite for power.
Mucor, is that what he said? Oh. Well, that was short-lived.
What? Nothing. This thing must be broke.
What are you doing? Broken.
We've been out doing heroic deeds all day and haven't gotten one new code. Being a superhero is kind of a ripoff.
It seems you know very little about being a superhero.
Are you kidding? No one knows more than me. I've spent a fortune on video games, DVDs, graphic novels, trading cards,
comic books. But you see, washing a dog is not super heroic deed.
The others are in trouble. You must stop it.
Us? Look at that thing. It's massive. We'll get pummeled.
You might. There's only two of you, and you've hardly mastered your ranger powers.
True story. Yeah, they spent too much time doing other things.
Are you afraid?
No, it's not that I'm...
I'm totally scared. Look, my goosebumps. They've got goosebumps.
Okay, I guess I'm a little freaked.
He's you a little happy about this.
That creature's size and strength are unlike anything you've encountered.
But Maddie, and Nick...
Other than,
They need us.
We gotta try and help them.
Korag.
Come on.
Remember, he got pretty
real
big last time.
Are born in the face of real danger.
Ready!
Ready!
Magical source! Mystic Force!
Go with Mr. Ranger!
Ha! Go with Mr. Ranger! That's gonna be fun to hear every time.
Mystic Power! Come on!
Right behind him.
Oh, that looks like the red one. In, you gotta watch the wording. Oh, make it sneeze. Ew.
All right, it worked.
I'm covered in monster muck.
Well, he is Mucor. You know, they're pretty effective against a giant monster. They almost don't need a Megazord.
That was incredible!
Yeah.
Just doing our job. Right, Vita?
All in a day's work.
Incredible.
There you go. You've earned codes for everyone. Oh, yeah. This is where we start getting the Sentai roll calls and Power Rangers a lot more often. Oh, look.
What's going on? Hey, it's a new spell code.
I get it now. Udana was right.
Real heroes are born in the face of real danger.
Amazing.
All right, Rangers. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right.
How did they know what it was before they did it? Well, this is fun. I think I mentioned this last time. They become the Zords. Now, if we had gotten a better... not better, but a more... How do I want to say it? more direct translation of Kaku Rangers into Power Rangers, we would have had something similar back during the third season of Mighty Morphin. Because the Kaku Rangers actually became the Shogun Zords. But Power Rangers was different, obviously. So this is our first time that the Rangers become the Zords. Although they're different sizes. Vita's got a pretty small... That ball is bigger than she was as a Zord, I think. Oh, you know what this is? This is that Sentai trope. I don't think we haven't seen it too much in Power Rangers. This was like, the first three or four different Sentai. This was their big team attack. With a rocket or a ball of some sort. Yeah, that worm thingy still got to pop up, right?
I'm proud of you all, and you've only begun to tap into the potential of the Mystic Titans.
Yeah, but now Green Freak is gone, right? So it's all good in the woods?
Oh, well, let's hope so. I mean, we still don't know if that was the same creature that attacked Claire.
Nick's investigating that.
Why?
Hello?
Why wasn't he investigating that earlier?
It first.
So you did. You're not from around here, are you?
No, not really.
I didn't think so. I've seen mump toads with prettier faces. Oh, he is an ugly one, to be sure, to be sure.
Excuse me.
Oh.
I don't want to interrupt your conversation, but what are you doing here?
He wants to know what we're doing here. Well, I don't think you should tell him. Well, because he's the one that came into our part of the forest and...
Oh, man.
Ew, and he's covered in goo.
You okay?
You saved me.
Not really.
Give me a hug.
We'll discuss it later. I'm just kind of busy now.
Wait!
Guys, I think I found what I was looking for.
What is he running from?
I don't know.
That thing under the ground. Have we stumbled into a second episode?
Magical source! Mystic force! Mystic power! Yeah! What? Oh, man!
Ugh! Ouch. But it didn't do anything, it just hurt it. They're gonna need to do the Mystic Knights thing again, or whatever it was. Mystic Titans, sorry. Another code? Wow, that's quick. Oh, we're combining episodes. Yes, I believe we are combining episodes. On the plus side, there it's an overlapping, not so much a, one right after the other thing, which is kind of nice.
Hold on tight, Nick.
Let's bury that worm.
Ooh.
Dragon Blast!
What's this gonna do? Oh, a fireball. No rocks flying away or anything? That was a snap. Whew, that was fast.
So these are stickleberries.
I don't think you're supposed to eat them.
Gross. Better pick some more.
Hey, it's that guy again.
To stop doing that.
I've been looking everywhere for you. I wanted to thank you for saving me.
Tell you the truth, I don't think I saved you so much.
FYI, believe it or not, that is Kelson Henderson. Even that boom from last year. Me.
I don't belong anywhere. Not even in a worm's stomach.
So, check it out. Piggy gets to not have to wear makeup all the time. And now, Boom, or Kelson Anderson, comes back as Phineas and has to wear makeup all the time.
Between a troll and a goblin. But both sides hate me. So I wander the forest on my own.
Well, actually, the reason I was out here is because you helped a friend of mine. And I wanted to thank you. I hope you like stickleberries.
Who doesn't?
Oh.
Right.
Doesn't he have to go get new stickleberries now?
I warn you though, young warrior, this forest is full of danger.
Tell me something I don't know. My friends and I are up against Necroli and Korag. It can't get worse than that.
Yes, it can. You still haven't faced him.
Who's him?
The Supreme Master of the Underworld.
There's worse. Is that this guy?
Even I am surprised.
Mordecon, look!
It's him! Bow down to the Supreme Master, you fools!
Who is it? Ooh, good night. You got a big eyeball. That was another blink and you miss it episode, wasn't it? I don't know. So far I'm not enjoying it as much as I did SBD. Like, they do lose 6 episodes, so it feels like they're racing through to get everything introduced. So hopefully things slow down a little bit soon. And we still haven't even gotten the Megazord yet. Anyway, alright, so we're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with our second episode.
We'll be right back to Power Rangers Mystic Force on Genesis.
Hey, Madison here, the Mystic Force Blue Ranger, and I need your help. I'm producing the first ever Mystic Force videography, and I'm stuck. I need to find out more information about the other Rangers. If you can, go to rangersecrets.com and send in some questions. This is the project of a lifetime, but it's also a secret, so shh. I gotta go.
Ha! I think I can use this. I'll show the world the secrets of the Mystic Force Rangers.
Now, back to Power Rangers Mystic Force on Jet.
Hey, we're back. And we're ready to start our second episode. I hope you are too, because we are going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go. Rock Solid was the 4th episode of Power Rangers Mystic Force. It first aired on March 6, 2006, also written by Jackie Marchand, but this time directed by Charlie Haskell. Hey, New Tech City. Now, presumably, Mystic Force takes place in the present day, or the then present day of 2006, I guess. Oh! Turned to stone.
Booyah. Hey, nice shirt.
Yeah, thank you.
Too. This is great stuff, sis. You're a genius behind these tables.
Thanks. Hey, you know I'm in the zone.
All right.
Been another attack right around here. Man turned to stone. Chip, we're meant to be marking it down.
Yeah, we are. I suppose you're supervising, right?
He catches on fast.
Every price shall fall under my mighty hand, for I am count discounts. Bargain bin, hero to slacker and collector alike. Pow! Pow!
Okay, that does it. Come here, man. One last touch.
Oh, that's a waste.
Now you'll really count discount.
We don't have 8-track tapes, you Neanderthal. The fidelity on those things is horrible. Now, get back into your Pinto and take your business elsewhere.
Toby, why so cranky today?
I'm fasting.
Oh, that's why.
Body in my mind, which means no food. No pork rinds, no cheese fries, no snack cakes, no nothing. I'm so hungry. I could eat the only section. Hey, Dorfmeister, no outside food allowed.
So don't leave.
Gotcha.
No.
Found him.
Thing away from me.
Oh, come on, Nick. Don't be shy.
Me? I'm not the one who's always hiding behind that camera.
I'm not hiding.
Ooh.
I've watched you, Madison.
I think he's hit a nerve.
Seeing other people having fun, you never get out there and have fun yourself.
I have fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When's the last time you went out there and did something different, something spontaneous?
Spontaneous. Okay. Yesterday, I went to buy toothpaste. I always buy peppermint, and I thought, no, I'm going to do something different. And I bought Wintergreen.
Oh, yeah, it's different.
Wintergreen.
Yeah, Wintergreen.
It is slightly different.
You're a wild woman, all right? Woo! She's a wild one.
Hey, it just so happens that defending the world takes most of my free time.
Uh-huh. That's just an excuse. Admit it. You're too shy to put it out.
Oh, Lily's paying attention.
Shy, please. The last time you went out, those shoes were in. And even Toby can't remember back that far. No one asked you, Lily. Fine. If you want to keep being the timid little shoegazer, far be it for me to stop you. I'm going for a walk. See ya. Hope she's okay. There was another attack last night, right in this neighborhood.
Oh, I read about that.
It's a big phone.
Completely turned to stone, just like the others. Freaks me out.
Yeah. A lot of freaky stuff has been happening since the Power Rangers showed up in Briarwood.
They know about the Power Rangers? I mean, nothing's been mentioned about them.
Good news.
Another has fallen to my stone.
Hey, that guy is weird looking.
Until it's nothing but a statuary.
One citizen at a time is hardly domination of the whole city. Let me take my army of Stixoids to do the job.
Have them ready for action! Meanwhile, send this creature back up so he can do some real damage.
As you wish.
Uthra Mokwa Usaro!
Claire!
I don't understand why going down means going up. But the last time they sent someone up, he grew. Oh, she's a fishy.
Oh, dear. Sorry.
There's trouble. I thought she was going to be the castle. Not really.
Xander here. What's up?
I'm sensing dark magic energy just outside the perimeter of the fort.
It could be that thing that's turning people into statues. We gotta stop it.
Wait, where's Maddie?
She got all mad about something and left. Look, we'll call her if we get into trouble.
Yeah, right. Lunch break, Tobes. Back in a moment.
See ya.
Lunch! What did I tell you guys? No mentioning food!
That's not good for the record. Neither's that.
Everyone thinks I'm this shy little wallflower. I can be spontaneous sometimes. For example, a shy person would never have the nerve to go up to that cute guy and say hello. He looks busy. Maybe I'll wait until he's not so busy. What's the big deal? Come on, you can do this. You can do this. Tomorrow. Nick's right. I'm pathetic. No, okay, I'm gonna show them. I'm gonna march right up to that guy and say...
Hi.
Whoops.
Maddie looked pretty ticked off when she left.
Women. So, what did you say to her?
Yeah, what did you say to her?
I didn't say anything. Can we focus on what we're doing here?
Well, he's not taking responsibility for his actions there, huh, Nick?
We're too late. It's already been here.
Well, look at all those people. Ha 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 ha. Well, that didn't work. Oh, let me guess. He's going to turn all four of them into stone, and it's going to be up to Madison to fix it.
That did the trick.
Now there's no one to stand in our way.
Wait, you're going to... You didn't defeat them.
So, do you practice here every week?
Well, what if I knew you were going to be here?
Oh, look at him being heavy.
Okay. I hope to see you again sometime. Oh, I'm Ben.
Ben. Madison. Maddie.
What's going on?
Show them.
Oh, okay. They're just making the... She's going to be turned to stone. Huh, not what I thought.
Sis!
Maddie!
Run! Maddie!
Hard luck.
Oh no.
That's not great, but not bad.
Magistack, wind power!
Want more? Foolish girl. Don't you see you can never stop us? Especially now you're down a ranger.
We gotta get her back to Root Core.
Sorvadum Rakaius.
Oh, bounced right off.
This creature's magic is very strong. Only by destroying him can the spell be broken.
Oh, I'll destroy him all right. With my bare hands.
Slow down, V. Cool, V. Cool, please.
Move
if you
it,
rush
Xander.
Out there without a plan, you wind up just like her.
That's
true.
Right. That's how Maddie got into trouble in the first place. She shouldn't have been out there alone.
What's that supposed to mean?
She probably got in over her head, V.
Man, you don't know my sister. She may be shy on the outside, but inside she's got the heart of a warrior.
Right. That's why she's always hiding behind that camera.
You are so clueless. Here's why she's always behind the camera.
Introducing DJ Vita. Have you seen the best sister ever? Can't forget Xander. Not only a great friend, but he's sick on his board.
No man has ever attempted this without losing his life.
Chip Thorne. Known him since grammar school. There's nobody in this world quite like Chip. Yeah!
Grammar school.
A little extreme Xander. Then there's Nick. The new guy in town. We don't know too much about him yet, but I can feel it. He's something special. So those are my friends, old and new. I know I can count on them for anything.
Everyone has a different way of expressing themselves, Nick. Maybe Madison does it through her films.
You're right.
Oh.
I was clueless. I shouldn't have gone shooting my mouth off. I'm gonna get you out of this, Maddie. I promise.
Oh, this does something.
Apparently, you now have a clue.
A new spell code. He's back. You guys ready to do this for Maddie?
Yeah, let's rock. Sorry, sis.
The red and pink are too close, man. That's not fair. Do those things have anything to shoot? Like blasters?
I'll hold up Korag and his goons. Right, be careful. I'll catch up.
Get him, Stixoids.
You'll catch up. Very confident, our new Red Ranger. Oh, that's not nice. Don't be a shield.
It ends here, Red Ranger.
That's what you think. I got a promise to keep. I'm hit.
Oh, that's not good. What was the new spell code? Oh, for Pete's sake. Also, not a great idea to be driving a motorcycle with a cape. It's a safety thing. At least it's a shorter cape. Well, that did nothing. That did something. They gotta make a noise for everything. It's funny that there's a spot on the front that looks like one of those old Transformer rub symbols. See it right there? I guess it's the forehead for the dragon or whatever, the phoenix. Alright, I like that overhead angle of shot, but really this is...
Whoa.
Remember back last season when they had that whole episode where everyone was fighting Grum on the vehicles and saving the day was Shadow Ranger on his new ATV? That's kind of what this feels like, but longer and more drawn out, and I'm over it already. Especially with all the talking. Oh, that's a cool move, actually. I don't know how he's supposed to land from that. Oh, hit him right in the chest. Man, that thing flies forever, doesn't it?
Your magic isn't strong enough to defeat me.
It's strong enough today. I'm on my way, Maddie.
We will meet again.
So I guess these guys don't get bikes, huh? Just red? Oh!
He did it! Amazing! How do you like that? Now to end this! Power of the Phoenix!
And that is how you do that.
The spell has been broken.
Okay, does somebody want to fill me in as to what's going on?
No time. The others are still in danger.
Tarak! Help this worthless heap!
Uthra Major! Rise up!
No, oh, bringing it back together, right? And making it bigger? Mm-hmm. I like that effect.
I've got to do something!
Maddie, you're okay.
Although, I should probably point out that that's from the Sentai.
Hey, Madison. I was a jerk. I'm sorry I said you were too shy.
Apology accepted. Let's just forget about it.
Look!
I guess we both learned something today.
We sure did.
Magical source! Mystic force!
Go with Misto Ranger!
Go with Misto Primeval!
You can't handle this!
What? Let's try my new spell.
Yeah, why not? Mystic, Megazord mode? They didn't do the code. Now this part's trippy. If they are the Zords, how are they in the cockpit?
Chess club at school.
Okay, guys, let's get serious. Titan Megazord.
That doesn't scare me.
Look at the wingspan on that thing. Didn't even try to turn it into stone.
Checkmate.
sure you get my good side, sis.
Whoa, really?
Hey, hi.
Her butt?
I've been looking all over town for you, Maddie. I wanted to thank you for what you did the other day.
Oh, it was nothing.
Are you kidding? It was, like, incredibly brave. In fact, before all that happened, I was gonna ask you out. But I guess I was too shy.
You were? Really?
Yeah. Well,
you could ask now.
Looks like a pretty cool place to work. Mm-hmm. You want to show me around?
Sure.
Looks like Madison's really trying to come out of his shell.
Yeah. But if that guy messes with my sister, he's gonna have to deal with me.
Don't worry. She can take care of herself.
Yeah, we've learned a little bit. Of course, that isn't to say that, you know, next episode he's going to be doing that again, but still, you know, you never know. See, they're supposed to be earning these things, and it feels like they're earning them too easily. To me. I mean, they learned two last episode and two more this episode. Now, and I understand that we're trying to get through how many episodes of Magi Ranger were there? Probably almost 50 episodes of Magi Ranger in 32 episodes of Power Rangers. And we got to get through the at least the import spell codes. There's probably spell codes that we will not be getting to in the Power Ranger version. But you got to get to the Zords and the Megazord. And if you're going to sell the stuff, you have to get it earlier than the way they do it in Japan. I understand all that, but still, you could have probably skipped a couple, right? Like, it could have been one spell thing, one code to do the turn them into Zords and make them do the dragon riding thing. I don't know. Anyway. Well, that's going to do it for today's episode. I want to thank you all for listening. Next time up, we'll be watching two more episodes of Power Rangers Mystic Force: Whispering Voices and Legendary Catastros. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful week.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.